Okay. Gimel ER, May 28th.
Welcome, Blake.
We're Pitch Kufyud Beis in the middle. Finishing up the section on Berchos HaNehanin. Again, Rav Volva gave us a definition of each of the words. Baruch HaTosh Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Borei, based on Rishonim and Gedolei HaAchronim, spoke about the sense of Hakaras HaTov, even to inanimate or quote-unquote unappreciative objects, as you see with Moshe Rabbeinu in the Makos. Chazal have a phrase that you don't throw something into the well that you drank from. And he said that really the whole yearning for the Creator that a person naturally feels. You recall from the beginning of the Sefer, he said that religious feelings are natural in people. That might all come from Hakaras HaTov. And we mentioned that the Chovas HaLevavos predicates everything in the Sefer on Hakaras HaTov. In each section of Chovas HaLevavos, he reiterates that it's a sense of gratitude that should draw us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in this last part on page Kufyud Beis, so we saw there's a section in Sefer Yeshaya where Chizkiah is ill and then he's healed, but he says that he thought he wasn't going to survive. And Amarti lo era Hashem be'eretz achayim. And the Rada quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. We have Rav Sadia Gaon on Chumash and on parts of Tanakh. So he quotes him as saying that it means hoda'a. And it means thanks. Not seeing Hashem be'eretz achayim means I wouldn't be thankful. So again, Rav Volba's interpretation. Niflam ma'od l'misbonein. It's incredible for one who actually thinks about it, contemplates it. Echu b'meh ro'im es Hashem mamash. How and through what do we literally see Hashem? Do we experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ba'akaras tovasu v'hoda'ah. By recognizing His good and giving thanks. That's what it means. Ere Hashem. Minifla'os takonos chazal hu l'hamidenu tamir ayideh ha'yitzir. It's from the wonders of Chazal's institutions to make us constantly be omed on creation. To be omed on something means to grasp it, to see it, to step back and take a look. What is this life? It's full of care. We have no time to stand and stare. Whose poem is that? I don't remember.
Nice.
Yeah, it's one of the classics. En klal olam megubosh ve'atik lefaneinu. They're all together, isn't megubosh means like fully formed, crystallized, and old. There's no fully formed and finished world in front of us. Ela yom yom, sha'a sha'a bria chadasha. But every day, every hour, hour after hour, there's a new creation. The world is constantly, has systems that are constantly anew. Kol asher einenu ro'os, all that our eyes see, v'chol ha'no'osh anu to'amim. All that our eyes see in every pleasure or benefit that we taste, that we experience. Bria chadasha shehoshit lanu habari meha'ayin. It's a new creation that the Creator extended to us from nothingness. Kedeshin nakir chasto aleinu v'chachmaso v'nirosa. So we should recognize His kindness upon us, and His chachma. Think about the systems involved and all of the things that we benefit from. It's tremendous chachma. And we should see Him. That's how we quote unquote see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Olam kazeh ha-mischadish lefnei inenu yom yom. This world that is made anew in front of our eyes every day. Einu ma'ala chaludas shigra. Doesn't bring up the rust of being blasé. Shigar is used to something. Chaludas rust, using a metaphor. It doesn't bring up like the. Doesn't get old. The ayin hamisrageles liros tumid.
Familiarity.
Yeah, right. Familiarity, complacency, which is the greatest challenge. Remember when we learned the Geshur Chaim Chelek Gimel, he had a parak called Hahergel Hamisanver, habit or regularity that blinds, which is a concept that all the Sfarim talk about. The biggest challenge in life is not to be blind to what's right in front of our eyes out of habit. And the Chovas HaLevavos is the reason why we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by the time we're intelligent enough to see Him, we're used to it. I think so. If a person, he had that exercise that if a person were suddenly intelligent, thrown into the universe, he would wholeheartedly and inspiringly sing praise to Hashem. By the time we're able to, or, as he puts it, kacha, it's just the way it is.
From the perspective of the masses that don't see, as opposed to someone who sees and then becomes accustomed to it.
Right, well, I think either one. Things become rote. Experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he's standing at Har Sinai, everything else would fall into place. But we, it's an avoda to get there. V'ayin ha-misragelis liros tamid briya me'ayin, an eye that trains itself, that's habituated to constantly see a new creation from nothingness. It's like he's watching gracious. Eina od samuyas shikha, is no longer blinded by forgetfulness. By forgetting. Hakol, I guess the word is masviv lanu v'anachnu b'atzmenu. Hakol misaviv lanu, everything that's around us and we ourselves. Hashem mechadish betuvo tamid ma'aseh bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes anew in his kindness, his goodness, constantly ma'aseh bereishis, as we say in davening. His own body, where you wake up in the morning, the tefillah is about the fact that we come back to ourselves. We function and exist, brachos about everything around us. V'hakol, and everything, kol hanav, kol reach, every pleasure, every scent, kol erev, kol boker, every evening, every morning. And the shama v'haguf, the soul and the body. Matanu hu me'ito, it's a gift from him. Shenakir oso v'eschasto itanu. We should recognize him and his chesed with us. Ilozos, if so, Navin Heitev is Divrei HaTosefta. We can understand very well the words of the Tosefta, Huvu Barashi Brochos HaMachimot Aleph, which are quoted, which are cited in Rashi, in the ninth parak of Brochos. Quote, V'yavaruchu Shem Kvodecha. There's a thing there in the Gemara that they don't answer Amen in the Mikdash. So based on the Pasuk, V'yavaruchu Shem Kvodecha, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Void Onim. Hamavarach, Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam VaAra Olam. When it said the bracha says these words, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam VaAra Olam. So what does that mean? Mefarash b'Tosefta. This is Rashi quoting the Tosefta. Shetiknu Min HaOlam VaAra Olam. They instituted to say those words. Hodia she'ein Olam Hazek Klum. This world is nothing but like a hallway before the great room. Kilomar, meaning Hinhigu Birchosa Baolam Hazeh Kite Leos Regilim Laolam Haboshakulo Aruch. They instituted the brachos of him in this world in order to be used to them in Olam Haba, which is eternal. So we're talking about brachos here. It's one thing if I tell you as a chazal, right? It says in others, you should view this world as a hallway leading to the next world. But here, in the context of brachos, it's saying they made the habit of saying brachos in this world in order to be ready for Olam Haba. Nifla ma'od.
As I understand, we make a habit. You're going to get torn down when you have a habit.
Well, here it means it in the positive sense, to be attuned to Hashem's kindness. He's going to explain it. Nifla ma'od ki zoi kol avodos olam hazeh. It's incredible that this is the whole avod of olam hazeh. Right, we're describing it as a hallway. It's a means to get to somewhere else. So what's the whole avoda? L'hanhig birchosav, to establish the practice of his brachos. Kan aleinu l'islamed l'varcha yisbarach. Here it's upon us to get used to. The word lamed doesn't mean learn. It really means to train. To train ourselves to bless him. L'hakir tovaso v'lirvaso, to recognize his goodness and to see him. Kidelios regilim laolam haba, in order to be regil, to be used to it. Again, not in the negative sense. Israel's point is a good one. Not in the sense of being complacent, but just to be trained in feeling these things. Lahakir yisbaruch lahakir tavasa, to recognize him and his goodness. Umishelo hisragil bazeh eichu b'meyena miziv hashchina b'olam haba. A person is not trained in this. How and by what will he benefit from the radiance of the Shekhinah in Olam Haba? He's not trained to see Hashem in the Eretz Chaim. It's an amazing thing. He's saying that if a person in this world doesn't train himself to see Hashem and bless him, he gets to the next world and he doesn't understand what's going on. But
hard to believe.
Yeah, but it does sound like what the words are saying in that Tosefta.
Like you said, that person thrown into this world without mood, depressed, there he would be completely lost. He would not be.
Yeah, I mean, we're used to thinking that here it's hidden, and the next world you see it whether you like it or not. But this Tosefta is saying some idea that no, you have to train yourself to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, otherwise you miss it in the next world. There's an old joke that has a lot of truth to it that Gan Eden and Gehenna are the same place. It's a sheer. The person who trained himself to appreciate that in this world, so you know, Mahav is the best thing in the world, but if he didn't.
Maybe because of intensity is so big, the person would not be able to even.
Maybe. But yeah, there's a little bit of the same idea here, that if he's not used to appreciating Hashem in this world, in the next world where it's multiplied many fold, he misses it also. So he concludes, Va'ati Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shalom, Me'imach Me'a Brachas Bayom. The obligation of 100 brachas a day, which as he just got through saying, is what makes us appreciate our Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the whole training, is darshan from the word ma. It's ma is Me'a. What does Hashem ask of you? Me'a Hashem asks of you. What Hashem asks of us is to make brachas every day and thereby to experience them. So brachas and then a big mafteach, a big key to our entire service of Hashem. Right, let's move on just in a few minutes remaining for the next parak. Each one of these parak really needs to be digested and thought about. But the 23rd chapter, Tfila, which we spoke about a little at the beginning. HaTfila hi mechlal hachukim. Tfila is from among the chukim. Chukim are really things we don't understand. I think what he means is it's one thing to connect to Hashem, it's another thing to tell him what my problems are, what I want, or what I need. The classic question is, if it's meant to be, he knows it already. So why tell him? We have answers to that, but it's a little bit of a paradox in tefillah. If you believe in Hashem, you believe he knows everything, so why are you telling him that you have a problem, he's aware of it? Omnam avodas alev hi, but it's a service of the heart. That purifies and elevates in an unlimited way. Avol Shabori, like indeed, that's true. We get that, right? The experience of tefillah is unparalleled in our religious observances. Avol Shabori is Baruch Yarshalanu, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should allow us, that word Yarsh is like Rishus, to give Rishus, L'chavos Das, to express an opinion. And the way the world is being run, you know, Hashem, you got to wipe out the Rishayim, you got to fix the ill people, you have to, right? We're commenting, it's Hashem's world, and we're commenting that things are no good, in general and specific. And he accepts our opinion. Oh, okay, you said I should heal them. I'll heal them. I should provide bounty, you know, I'll do so. Munea asonos, prevent accidents. Vechonin hatzlocha b'schus tefilasenu, and you should favor hatzlocha in the merit of our tefila. Einze ele ritzonu mitamakamos ito yisbarach. This is just his will for reasons that are hidden by him. He references the Nefesh HaChayim. Even if you read it, it's still somewhat esoteric. But this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed. We engage in the system. We don't necessarily understand fully why it is that way. All right, we'll pick up from here tomorrow.